Okay, the recording is on. Today is June the 1st. Oh, what a special day. I love it. And this is our wildly abundant free teleconference with the Visionary Network. And this is Solera Green. And we have with us right now about 16 people from around the world. I know we've got people from Australia and the U.S. and Denmark and Germany and I think Austria. I think Angela's with us as well. And the UK, and probably Canada as well. Yes, Canada too. So loads of countries with us. We are wildly abundant with different people from all over the world, which is wonderful. So today is going to be an exciting call. And I want us to start, first of all, by taking a deep breath and expand your energy. Get really, really big as the cosmos is and really present with the thriving, pulsing, amazing energy of life. And call the beautiful energy of the wildly abundant way of life to us and immerse yourself in that. Dance within it. Swirl in it. Feel yourself lit up from the inside out with the beautiful abundance that life holds. Let it sing its song through you. Let it dance its dance. And then reach that out to all around the world, to people, to places, to countries, to lands, to animals, to nature, to everyone, and let that wildly abundant life force fill up the world. Fantastic. Good stuff. So I thought we'd start by diving in at the deep end today. Just go for it. And just, you know, we have 23 people with us now, so from probably about 7 or 8 different countries. And we just did a connection to the energy and consciousness of wildly abundant. So also just to clarify, if you've got noise in the background, hit *6 to mute yourself, and *7 will unmute you. And so we're going to look at this from a very different place today than I think most people do. This is not about making millions. It's not really my or I think our intention with the Visionary Network that that's what we're about. Although I'm fine with making millions if it wants to come to me. it's just not the reason I do things. It's not the focus of my generating of abundance. My own personal focus on generating abundance is to bring through what life wants to aliven life on the planet. And I believe that living an abundant life is part of that. It's the celebration of what's there, of what can be, of potentiality, of creation, of all the possibilities of living. So for me, I love to live my days in the exhilaration of that. And we have developed over the past few years a variety of ways of energizing abundance, both for yourself, your business, the work you're up to, as well as working on energizing abundance for all. And I would say that one of the things that we've discovered that seems to work the best is if you start from energizing abundance for all, that's where the flow comes back to you from. So rather than trying to work from an orientation of personal abundance first, you work from an orientation of enlivening and energizing abundance for all, and then it flows back to you as abundance for you as part of that whole flow. So I'm just going to see if anybody else in our network, like Dorothy or Nancy or Andriana, any of you that are on the call, would you like to say anything about being wildly abundant yourselves and our approach to that?
Sure, this is Dorothy. I want to speak to the liberation that comes from not needing to attend to your personal abundance first, knowing that it is automatically addressed when you zing it for all. And I've just found just such relief in it, in taking something off my list that I need to attend to. It just gets handled.
Yep, beautiful. Thanks, Dorothy. Nancy, Andriana, how about you? Anything you'd like to add about it?
Yeah, for myself, I have found it very liberating to take the focus off the money only and see how abundant all of life in all aspects have been. And it just has broadened it so much that it allows the flow, because the money is the part where I'm the least abundant, possibly, then my focus on it just caused restriction. And so when I could release that and just see all the places that I am definitely wildly abundant in, that just brought the flow more. And then the money also comes when the whole flow across the range of abundance came to me.
Fantastic.
And then came to all.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks, Nance. And Andriana, for you?
I'm just thinking, when you call in abundance and you call it in on all levels, it also gives you a new appreciation of the way you perceive things, and what comes to you then from that is a new level of abundance, because you're perceiving all the different levels of it, and you get a richness that comes back to you as well. You know, the greens and the lushness of life, so to speak, is in your focus more.
Yeah.
And this is Judy.
Hi there.
Hi. Love everything that everybody's said. And as we've been playing with this over the last several years, really, as a group, watching what blossoms, as Dorothy and Nancy and Andrea just chatted about, and accepting, well, it's more than accepting, it's embracing that lusciousness for me, but also when I start from the all versus the personal, there's the great liberation you all talked about, and that in itself is a richness. So everything, even in my my business that has evolved, and you know, I have people on payroll and that kind of stuff, and there's a different meaning for me now. Everything I do, every person I speak to, when I talk about our work in the Visionary Network,
hang on for a sec, Judy. Somebody must have just come in who's put an echo in. Could you hit *6, and which will mute you? And it'll stop the echo. Okay, let's see if that worked. Yep, that worked. Thank you. Brilliant. Good stuff. Okay, Judy, keep going.
Well, it's that idea of, even in the Visionary Network, when we talk about us, and realizing that every time I consciously sit down to do a zing or to dance around to play with the energy, it's amazing. And so even the richness of right now in my life, we have a family member, an extended family member, who is making her transition today. She's dying. And the richness and abundance and beauty of how this has unfolded and how close she was getting. And it was her 8-year-old granddaughter who actually a few days ago just said, "Is Grammy going to be okay?" Which allowed us to have these all of a sudden different conversation. And so we are in the richness and abundance and lusciousness of the next phase of this woman's life. So I'm with you when it's much more than about money.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautifully done, Judy. That's great. Wonderful. Well, let me just talk about the paradigm shift we're going through around money and abundance and some of the levels we've gone through. So I think in the old paradigm, you know, money's been kind of the root of the problem in some cases, or rather our relationship to it. And so the desire for more money seemed to be distorting that which kind of wanted to happen. The greatness of us was getting distorted by the desire for more and more and more. As we've shifted in the past decade or two, we've moved into then a paradigm where lots of people didn't care about money anymore and, in fact, walked away from it. And if you're one of those people who has had a recent period in the last decade of not having much money, that too has been hugely purposeful. I mean, there was a point, 14 years ago for me, where I went from working in a corporate job to living in a tent for 2 weeks with no money. And it was an amazing year for me because I learned about the magicality of money and abundance. I discovered, as so many other people did around the world, that there is a new way to do this rather than just work harder and be more stressed and make more money. There was another relationship with it that had some magic to it. So as we've shifted through that period where a lot of us have kind of given it up in order to discover something new, we've come into a much more highly creative, passionate, sometimes entrepreneurial. It doesn't have to be entrepreneurial, but it tends to have that kind of flair and spirit and energy to it, of being able to magicalize our own relationship to abundance and what that looks like in our lives, to the point that now, as we in the Visionary Network and probably others around the world have been working on energizing abundance for all, I find now I just have to have a single thought. Oh, yeah, I'd like some more coaching clients. Bang, they come to me. Or, oh, no, I don't. Bang, they stop. The consciousness is so prevalent around us. It's what we live in and breathe in now, that a single thought or feeling or belief of what you have around money and abundance will implement itself immediately in your reality now. So it's really important that we're aligned to the biggest, bestest place around it so that we're manifesting it and realizing it exactly as we want it to be. So anybody want to say anything or ask anything about all of that, just to where we've got to so far?
Hi, this is Judy again. I'll give you a quick example. Yesterday, in working with my clients and on a bigger corporate level, so this is a client that I've been working with in terms of her individual work, but also her organizational culture. And she is developing a scanner. It's big. Google and Microsoft are looking at buying the company out, and that will probably happen in the next year or two. What has happened is she manifested some illness and that kind of thing, but the biggest thing that needed to happen to her was a complete new energy that Solara just talked about around money and around what needed around this big concept that is so much bigger than her and so much bigger than what she started out as. But right now, while she's looking to raise the funds, there's the reality of having to, you know, payroll for a couple of different offices globally, all of that reality. And so right in the middle of it, we talked about some people who could support her, and she has these three shareholders who stepped up. These people aren't getting paid or anything, and they have stepped up to help her raise the funds, even to the point of the other day sitting down and saying, how are you doing personally? And they actually transferred funds into her bank account so that she could pay her mortgage and everything else and be the same as what Dorothy just said, completely liberating her from having to tend to her everyday needs to be able to engage with the money differently, you know, with the understanding that she'll pay them back at some point. But there was this total collaboration and a total knowing of this energy called money needs to be invested in her a little bit to go further. It was just magical.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yep, I love it. That's a great
example. A whole new relationship around business. It isn't about trading, you know, time for money and that kind of thing. It was just that there's this big energy, and we know we all need to contribute to it in some way. So, yeah, just wanted to share that.
Fantastic. Anybody else want to add anything or ask anything?
Solara, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. One of the things that when I first started looking at abundance, the big abundance, I was inspired to go out and attempt to count all the leaves on a maple tree. And then I tried the oak tree. And then I sat and tried the pine needles on a pine tree. And nature was telling me that unless I had focus, I would never know my true abundance. Because it is all eternal. It's a cycle. It's ever arriving. And that a tree doesn't think about their abundant leaves. It just happens.
Mm.
And it was a great lesson for me to come out of my personal abundance things. And this was years ago, and I forget it, and then I come back to it. And it's I came up with a simple statement, which was I, God, am in action, abundant, that's for me, and I am abundance for everyone else.
Fantastic. Beautifully said. Yes. I love it.
Wow.
Thanks.
Thanks, Catherine. And anybody else?
Hi, it's Alice.
Hey, Alice.
A couple of years ago, I was having a time of financial distress. And around November, I started asking for the band to be paid in advance of the dance. The dancer doesn't have to pay for the band. Somebody else pays for the band. And so I was asking that the band be paid so that I could dance the dance that I was supposed to dance in my life and the dance that my husband wanted me to dance with him. And by the end of December, I was caught up. By the spring of, or the summertime, my vacation was paid for in advance. And all has been well ever since. Because I took the focus off what I thought was a problem and put it on to I'm a dancer and I'm here to dance with God and the universe and it's not my job to worry about the band being paid.
Yeah, beautiful.
It was wonderful.
And you know, I love the way you said that and I love the analogy too, but I just want to be clear with everybody that for me, wildly abundant is living beautifully, is living in relationship with everything, including, for me, the paying of bills
and all of that.
You know, it's the it is the total gift and responsibility of being an abundant being living on planet Earth and sharing the natural bountiful right that life is. So for me, that expresses in a variety of ways, including having a home that I love to live in and the things that give me joy. But most importantly, and I think you pointed to this, Alice, as have several others, it really is about allowing our abundance to give us the freedom to express that which is ours to express, to live the lives we're here to live, to contribute that which we're here to contribute. And I think abundance supports that. So rather than have to drive making money in order to be able to do what you want, I think it's the flip around. You get in touch with what is yours to contribute to life. You get in relationship and the dance with it, as Alice said. And then everything lines up and the magic starts to move towards you. So, you know, the law of attraction, I think, is some pretty neat stuff. And I like where it's going. I like the consciousness aspect of it. But some of the stuff I've seen is too focused on personal wealth at the moment. And I think that kind of misses the point. I think that right now, if we just, again, go back into the experience, if you become the totality of the consciousness and energy of life, swirling and dancing into motion, and just feel that now. Feel the wildly abundant, beautiful, natural state of life. And align yourself with that, and align it straight through all of you. That you're aligned in your work, you're aligned in your passions, you're aligned as your business, you're aligned in your expressions. You're just completely aligned and standing for brilliant, beautiful, wild abundance in your life and in the lives of all the people, all the animals, all the beings, all the nations, all the countries, all the lands, all over the world. And just let yourself sit in that for a moment and generate it. Don't just sit quiet in it, but let yourself make movement and create more of it for the planet.
and call that natural, bountiful abundance present in everything you do. Fill your homes with it. Fill your workplaces with it. Fill your businesses with it. See the earth lighting up everywhere. And then together we're going to connect and we're going to intend abundance for everyone everywhere on the planet. Great. Now, while you're there in that space, take your own work, your own life, your own business, your own abundance, and call your people, your opportunities, your resources, all that is right to come towards you, call it towards you. And as you connect with that, really revel in it and thank it and send it back with abundance to all those people and places and opportunities. Great. And then come back to you. And just as you come back to you, just intend that that abundance is now in magical flow for you and that it will show up. Okay, great. So let's just see, does anybody want to share anything about that experience or add or ask anything that we're talking about?
This is Shaheen.
Hi.
I just have such a strong connection with all that has happened, you know, since the time that I was with you, Solera, and Dorothy, and the rest of the gang. It's been so full of all these magical aha moments, you know, and that for me is wildly abundant too. You know, in it, and I'm so overflowing with that feeling of, you know, lighting up with gratitude for all that is happening. You know, it's just an amazing, uplifting feeling, and I'm hoping that it's kind of being reflected out into everyone and everything I encounter. So.
Beautifully said, Shaheen. Yes, yes, yes. Do you know, when Shaheen just did the course with Dorothy and I, and one of the things we kept saying, and as part of, is that if you get worried or concerned or stressed or upset about something to do with money, what you do is you actually push it away. So the right resources and opportunities can't then find you because you're generating an energy field or consciousness that has lack in it, that has energy in it, that won't let the magic through. And so I've had to learn in recent years that no matter what it looks like, it's got to be abundance coming to me. So even if it looked like we might have, in times past, had to put some money on credit cards in order to do things, that for me was the cosmos giving me a gift of abundance. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I mean? So I learned very quickly to stay in the dance, to stay in the relationship of being wildly abundant. And it just continues to stun me, just like Shaheen said, those aha moments of brilliance that just keep showing up as it just keeps generating itself. And Santari and I, and Jane, we make a daily practice of lining up every day together and energizing both abundance for the world and abundance for our business. We do that every single day without fail, because that's what keeps things in motion. And I find if we do kind of let it slide for a little while, it does keep going, but it doesn't keep going at the same level that it does when we do it every day.
Magical.
Yeah, beautiful. Great. Thanks, Jane. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
So anybody else want to ask or add anything?
I'll add the coming to you with abundance. I put out to the universe, I required a new digital camera. And all of a sudden, one of my clients said, I don't have any cash right now, but I have this digital camera. Would you like it? I went, sure. Works for me.
Yay. I just love that. It is amazing. You know, sometimes when things don't come to us, it's because we have beliefs in us. They're inherent beliefs that we don't even realize we have. They've been put there kind of by cultural conditioning. Like one of mine used to be, well, you had to work hard to earn your money. I didn't want it just given to me. You see what I mean? That was a belief I developed from somewhere. And it's interesting working with people around abundance to see what's there that they might not even know they have. So it's not about personal issues or blocks or anything like that, because we never work with that stuff. It's more about just being clear that your alignment and your intention is for the biggest, most wonderful abundance to flow through you and to you all the time. So if you'd like to all just take a look, do you have any beliefs around money and abundance that might not be in alignment with that flow? And just get what they are. And then see, is that true? Is that a true thing? Or is it something that you learned over time from some of your cultural upbringing? And is that what you want to believe now? And if you could change it then to anything you wanted to believe around abundance, what would you create it to be now? And then once you've got that, then energize that. In other words, breathe it out into the space all around you. Let it flow through every cell of you. Create the field of that belief as abundance all around you. Great. Okay, I love the musical interlude we had. Fantastic. I love it. So does anybody want to share anything around that, what you saw during that?
This is Dorothy. I noticed that there's as if the flow of abundance has a valve, and there are stories that we've taken on that restrict the flow and when I open the valve all the way and really let the flow run unrestricted regardless of any stories, then I don't have to go to the stories themselves. I can just open the valve all the way.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Dorothy, why don't you just lead us all in that?
Okay.
So we can all experience that. If that feels right to everybody, go for it. I'm going for it. So go ahead, Dorothy.
Okay, so if you can imagine that there is a flow of abundance that runs through you, that connects to all everything, both deep to the source of things and all the way out to as yet unimagined creation. There's a flow tube that has a valve on it. And that valve is set based on all your experiences, everything that you've been exposed to, yada, yada, yada. And now if you can just gently begin to open that valve, just be gentle, open it a little bit and a little bit more until you feel that flow unrestricted. Okay, a little bit more. Oh, we're almost there. Okay, we're ready. Open the valve all the way so there is no restriction. Completely open flow. Now, regardless of whatever you're your file cabinet's holding. It doesn't affect the flow. Your valve is always open. Notice what that feels like. You can allow yourself to get familiar with unrestricted flow, completely open flow of all kinds of abundance, that which you've known and that which you're just about to know. Commit the feeling to memory so that you can access it at any time. And now, party!
Beautiful. That was great.
Woohoo!
Anybody want to share anything about your experience in that?
This is Seuss. Hi.
Hi, Seuss.
Dorothy, that was wonderful. That was really wonderful. I felt it went whoosh, and there was the chillness of a river just running through me and connecting with all the waters in the world. It was graceful and refreshing and enlivening and very connected all at once. It was beautiful, and I needed that because I've just realized during this call an awareness that I've had, but it became more solidified during this call, that when I am stepping into more boundlessness, into more potential, I tend to punish myself I seem to run dry of money. I take a big step and I end up with like rock bottom, you know. I've learned to be in the moment with it. I've learned to not, you know, be too affected by it. Yet it gets me down because it's been happening a lot lately because I'm stepping into a lot of new places. So I was run down. And this call has really helped me just solidify that awareness that there's punishment somehow. I'm doing something, and this valve and this call has lifted so much for me.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Fantastic. Suze, could we just do something with you? I was just thinking I'd like an example of someone we could do this with. And would you let us play with you for just a little bit around it?
You know me. I'm game.
Fantastic. And anybody else who's in a place where abundance may not have been flowing as powerfully as you'd like it to, feel free to take this on as well for yourself. So we often find that when we work collectively with abundance, whether that's collective, you know, for the whole or for an individual, that, oh my gosh, the magic really flows. And so I wonder if we could all right now focus on Suze and what she's up to, and that we call to her. So let's do it right now. So there you are, you're connecting with her. And the beauty and brilliance of her, the contribution she's bringing to the world, which is huge, Suze. And now, call abundance to her, life's natural abundance that will support her with vitality, with income, with support, with friends, with family, with opportunities that allow her to express her contribution into the world joyfully, gracefully, beautifully, magnificently. And call all the magic associated with that, that will let that happen with the ease and grace that she and all the others who are doing this for the planet deserve. And Suze, how does that feel to you now?
Gosh, I felt a lot coming to me. I'm in tears. I feel
I feel able to fully step in, and I trust. And I know my phone beeped before, and I suddenly realized a moment ago that was a client who called to book an appointment, even though I haven't listened to the message yet.
Of course. It does work that fast. She's quite amazing.
Thank you. This was very powerful. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Sirius. That's beautiful. It kind of brings me to a place that one of the I'm noticing shifts happening right now in the last month or so. A lot of people who've been struggling, some of my friends who've not been able to sleep, are suddenly having marathon sleeps. And they've been people who I think have been running big energy, and that's been keeping them from being able to create abundant lives because they've had this physical almost disability. And that will show up in many other ways. And I'm finding that we've just completed a phase of the big work. And that phase has landed a lot of energy, consciousness, life's abundance, etc. And some of us are then still looking around for, well, then what do we do next? What's our next big piece? And that we can take that step into that next big piece without having to lose the abundance in the transition of it, which is what Suze was pointing to. In the transition, sometimes you lose it, and then it begins again anew. So one of the big shifts I'm noticing recently is that we are in these bigger questions right now. We are in the bigger energetics, and we have just completed a phase. And it's how do we go forward in the next phase? Are there any of you who are experiencing that we might be able to work with one or two people to help that phase move through into a kind of gracious abundance?
I'll raise my hand. This is Catherine.
Me too.
Yep, super. Okay, Catherine, and who was the other person?
Lisbeth.
Hi, Lisbeth. Perfect. Okay,
hi.
Great. And anybody else?
Rose.
Okay, great. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
And great.
Super.
Penny. Join in.
Okay, Shaheen. So Shaheen, and who were the last two that said before Shaheen?
It was Penny.
Penny. Hi, Penny.
Hi.
And who's the other one?
And Grace.
And Grace. Okay, great.
And
I'd
love to join in too, Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
And I think
I'm Mary Jo.
Mary Jo. Yep. Okay,
yeah.
Great. Good. So let's take all of them. There they are. They're in transition. They're in this point where their big work is probably just completing on one level. And they're moving to a next level of it. So be with them for the expansion of their work and the calling of their next level of being and play and creation and work to be there for them with grace and with ease and joy and abundance. And that we expand that then also to include all those who are in transition at the moment. That we call our next levels of the big play to us. We embrace it. We are masterful. We have learned in the last decade or two how to do this with great joy and abundance. And we call all the magic, all the field of abundance and opportunities and people and expression and creation to us. And we align your work, your businesses, your play with it. And let the creative ideas flow through you for how this will be fulfilled. Great. Okay, so any of you want to say anything about the experience of that for you?
This is Catherine. This morning when I woke up, my image was this cord or this flow tube in the cosmos, and it was sort of gray and shadowy, but it ended with this tab that was really white. And I grabbed hold of that tab as I woke up, and I thought, oh, the call is soon. I'll get up and make a pot of tea. And I came, and as Dorothy was doing the meditation, I realized that was my flow tube, and it had not been totally connected to me here right now. So I held on to that tab, and all the dark and the gray and the different sort of blah coloring began to swirl and become colorful and colorful and more colorful and more colorful and more physically sensationed in my body, so meaning it grounded here for me. And as you were calling in this last piece, I realized that for years I have just flowed out for others abundance and flowed out wishes fulfilled. And I had never pooled enough around me for this next transition. So in the transition pieces, so important to focus my pool around me swirling, which I felt with your meditations, to be able to then send out. And it felt wonderful. It felt very solid. It felt very grounded, and it felt very manifest.
Beautiful. And so many people like yourself, Catherine, they give and 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 give. And really, I learned a long time ago, I know you know this too, I learned a long time ago, I had to also generate well-being and abundance in myself in order to make that work. Would whoever's got the dog in the background just hit star six for now? So thanks.
I realized I hadn't really considered money abundance. I was so into the abundance of all that is. And so I need, it just always came, like the digital camera, right? So yes. I really love that, because my lack of cash flow came when I was inspired to be a businesswoman instead of dancing in my cosmos. So
yes.
It was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you, I have learned to love money. I mean, literally love it. I think it's a marvelous creation, and it only got distorted because of our desire just to have more and more and more. It got a little out of whack. But I think when you love things like that, when you can deep appreciate it, might be the way, or honor or respect it, money is the value of our exchange, our creations with one another. And to me, I just love it. So I allow it to flow as much as it wants to flow towards me and is right to flow towards me without having to be decadent about it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I think that's one of the joys for me that I discovered in those years when I didn't have any money. So having gone from, the sports car and the fur coat and the big apartment and furniture and all of it to living in a tent and not being able to almost afford to eat kind of thing. That gave me a deep, deep, deep appreciation for money and how life is impacted by it. It never was a point of suffering for me. Those were magical times for me. I look back and look at those times with the greatest fondness of living in that tent and learning to live magically was just awesome for me. I wouldn't give it up for anything, nor would I want to go back to that now. it's not quite my thing at the moment, but it was the best as I experienced it. So beautifully said, Catherine. Anybody else want to share?
Yeah, it's Penny here.
Hi, Penny.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to share something about the experience I just had just doing that little process and what it made me realize. As a child, I had tremendous abundance in my family in many different ways. And then we suddenly had very little money. And as a child, I somehow always trusted, and particularly as a teenager, that everything would be there at a very deep level. I think I trusted it. But it was strange. I never really wanted for anything. I never wanted a stereo or a car. But everything always manifested. And throughout my life, that seems to have been the case. I mean, I have been very fortunate in terms of wealth in relationships and property and with money, which I do love, to always have that there for me. But what I've realized is there's a way, what I sense when I'm in that process is this movement of it. And I think because I've always had this deep trust, I've always just known that everything will be there for me. But the sense I had in doing that was that actually I can move this to a much greater level, probably in a world sense. And I think abundance for me and the movement I've created has somehow not been quite as focused as it could have been. And I just, as always, it's quite difficult to put these experiences into words, but what I felt was a kind of totality of everything coming together and merging in this incredibly vibrant, massive energy, which incorporated everything, and that is abundance. And maybe that transition for me was just somehow just a little different perspective on it.
Yes, yeah, beautiful. But I do believe these are, you know, we're talking about energy fields or consciousness fields.
Mm.
There's an old field of abundance. There's a generous field of giving in abundance. There's a beautiful life, wild, abundant, you know, and there are different fields that you can connect into and energize from. And for me, this totality of life, this wildly abundant place, I mean, oh, God, it's so exhilarating to me to be in that field. That why wouldn't I want to energize things from there? You know, I find it really works. It's just enchanting to work from that plane.
Is it possible to share something really quick?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Well, Penny was speaking, and while you were just talking about the different fields, I pictured, you know, I mentioned all the green trees. Well, American money is that kind of funny green with president faces on it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I saw all the presidents in their time frame dancing and bringing more color into the money and lightening those old belief systems and moving through and just moving through and moving through and just moving through. And I have to say, the entire call, for the first time ever, there has been a jackhammer somewhere down the hill, jackhammering concrete. And I just went, oh, this is so funny. We are changing the American money system.
Fantastic. I love it. That's great. We seem to have a little bit of an echo on the line. So if you're not talking, if you can hit star 6, and then when you talk, hit star 7, that would help that. Thanks, everybody. That's great. So anybody else want to add anything or ask anything?
Well, this is Grace. And, Dorothy, I loved when you led us through that. That was absolutely amazing. And I mean, I think it's been, maybe a couple of years since I've actually heard you. So I just, there's real abundance there as well. So I just want to acknowledge you for that. That beautiful share. And from that, I just got this sense of joy just gushing, you know, that it's just never ending, that we can always tap into that. And there was a piece, too, and I don't know, I think it was in one of the earlier things that Solera was leading us through. You know, I had this vision of this just really lush garden, and I have been gardening a lot over the long weekend. But this was a little bit more of a tropical feel, more of a rainforest, but you know, really vibrant flowers. But there were, you know, like you could see that lots of the plants had self-sowed. They were just kind of springing up everywhere. So it was this sense that it's constantly replenishing and always renewing. And then there was something too about sharing. You know, that we share with one another so that there's plenty for all. And a couple names were coming up for me, people that I should be in contact with to kind of take my venture to the next level. So Thank you all so much. I feel like this, what this call's done for me is kind of brought me back to the magic, you know, and back to that place where work can feel really light and playful. So I'm really grateful for that.
Beautiful. Thank you, Grace. That's lovely. And I think that abundance has to flow from your vitality and from your creation, your creative abilities. I mean that generally for all of us. So I think it's important that we energize ourselves and keep our energy vital and vibrant and in flow, and also that we connect with creation when we're looking to generate abundance, because that's where the great ideas pop in from and give us the things that we're going to do next, you know, that kind of stuff. So brilliant. Thanks, Grace. Anybody else?
Lara, this is Sue in Nashville.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, and this is a very meaningful call because I think I was energizing, as well as all of us, energizing the space here in Nashville where so many people lost so many things in the flooding recently. And so there, you know, I have sensed that the energy needed to shift, and I did really feel it shift. And also my own energy, which I don't know how many abundance workshops I've taken in my lifetime, but there have been several indeed. And this is the first time I actually felt the flow of abundance from the universe. I mean, it was instead of just in my head, but I really felt it. It swooshed through me, and I see where that space comes from. Mm-hmm. I feel myself connected to that space. So I thank you for that and all those who have participated in this call, which has just made it even broader and deeper and wider and all that good stuff. So thank you very much.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Sue. That was beautifully said. And I love the musicality in your voice, too.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you. That is
wonderful.
Southern call.
Oh. I love it. It's beautiful. And I think that I'd just like to add one more thing before we complete. And I've just been designing our next issue of our Wowing Our World web magazine. And one of the things I've been talking about in it or writing about is having quantum eyes, and that our ability to choose how we aliven and magicalize the world can come from this wildly abundant place. So it was interesting. I was just home in Canada, and I was driving along the St. Lawrence River with my brother. And I said, well, how's the river, you know, because it's been pretty polluted in recent years. And he said, oh, we had this infestation of some kind of crustaceans or something in the water. And he said, it's all cleaned up. And I went, get out. I mean, I can't believe that. He said, no, the river's perfectly clean again. And nobody knows quite how that happened, but it just cleaned the whole thing up, and it's brilliant. And I thought, God, you know, nature has miracles. It can do amazing, extraordinary things. And we kind of have to keep open to the space of that, that there are solutions to things that we can't imagine, that there are ways of the world coming into this brilliance of abundance now, that, you know, if we buy into the fear of climate change, we could actually create it. And yes, we need to be responsible. Yes, I think it has a good purpose of reconnecting us to the environment, to the earth, to nature, to the beauty and bounty of things, and playing our part in that. But I also think we don't want to buy into energizing the concern and fear of that. We want to come at it with enlivening, quantum, magicalizing eyes and being and energy, such that the world and nature and the earth provide these magical solutions to things that we just can't even imagine yet. And I think that's our job, is to be wildly abundant agents for life to express itself on the planet.
You're here.
Yeah. So if we could just now, just to complete this call, become a wildly abundant, alivening agent for the planet in whatever way is yours to be. Brilliant. Thank you very much, all of you, for playing on this call. It's been exhilarating, exciting, amazing, really fun to play with you like this. And may you all experience the most incredible magic of abundance coming to you in the next hours and days and weeks and months. So have fun with it all, and we'll talk to you again soon on our next call, whenever that is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.